the Bible? It's not an historical document.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis and the New Creation Museum.
Did you know that a major government-funded organization using our tax dollars is teaching that the Bible's not historical? If you write to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. and ask about the historical accuracy of the Bible, you'll receive a form letter or email. Now, they will admit that some parts of the Old Testament are as accurate as any documents we have from the ancient world. The events took place and people really existed. But when it comes to the first 12 chapters of Genesis, the letter changes its tune. It says, quote, "The time period is much more ancient. The factual basis of the stories are hidden from our view," end of quote. So the letter says we need to realize that the Bible is a religious book, not an historical document. You know, the Smithsonian's spending millions of our tax dollars to attack Genesis, the foundational book of all Christian doctrine. So now, more than ever, God's people need to stand up for the foundations of their faith.
What about the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11? Did that really exist? For some answers, request our special edition of Answers magazine about the tower, plus the origin of all the different people groups. We'll send the magazine out to you when you call us toll-free and offer a donation of any amount. The number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS, or go to the web, answersoffer.org.